This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is going on, peeps? It's Friday. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's going on, man? What's happening?
Hey, man. I think my wife is on the beach. She's probably listening right now, so probably not a good time to say how incredibly attractive our server is today.
Too late.
At Twin Peaks. No, just thinking out loud. I was watching TV last night. I was slipping back and forth between the Tech game, and we talked about it earlier. Huge win. Clutch performance. Great job by Philo to get that big game-winning touchdown late. And then you and I talked about that Browns-Steelers. I was also watching it was practice last night in Vegas. The Formula One race is going on this weekend. I had to laugh because if you ever follow us on Twitter, Carl's put them up, C-Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. Every once in a while when I'm stuck in the connector and there's nothing going on, I'll do the live traffic and weed report. Because here in Atlanta, we're a town that likes to blaze away during, you know, during the commute. Somebody stole my racket. Checo, Sergio Perez. He gets out of his practice run last night because everything's late night in Vegas. He gets out of the car and they're talking about the track conditions. It's a little dusty at first, tough, hard to get grip. And he said, you know, what did you notice about the run? He goes, well, it's the smell of marijuana everywhere on the track. He goes, literally, as he's going down the front stretch on Las Vegas Boulevard, in the car at 204 miles an hour, he can smell the weed on the strip. Now, to anyone who's been in Las Vegas in the last, I don't know, I think this phenomenon is, what, the last 5 years or so?
Yeah.
Since they legalized it in Nevada.
Yeah.
I mean, you smell it in the casinos, you smell it on the strip, and unfortunately, it's generally not quality.
It's
from what the kids tell me. But yeah, that funny that Pacheco brought that up last night after he got out of the car.
Yeah, the craziest thing for me last time I was out there, the first time, I think it was 3 years ago, when I walked in and there were two dudes standing right at the entrance just hitting it.
Right.
And there's a cop standing right next to them. And I'm like, you ain't going to do nothing about this? Because we've been so programmed.
Right.
In our lives, like, and these guys are like hitting it, and I'm like, That's weed. Like, that's, I know that smell. Like, I'm sitting there, and now I'm looking at these guys, and I'm waiting, and the cop just says, hey, how you doing? It's legal. You can walk the street. You can be, like, everywhere. And I'm like, holy
cow. I mean,
to your point, I get what he's saying.
It really is. That. I mean, generally, if you're walking on the strip, you're in front of Bellagio and looking at the fountains.
Yeah.
I mean, it's to the point where it's like, damn, man.
Yeah.
Buy some better stuff. But it is out there. And it is kind of funny. We were playing craps just back in last trip with my wife in February. Guy had, like, the one hitter at the craps table.
Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, it's like, good grief. Different world, man. But anyway, it did translate to a Checo, and people are getting a kick out of it. I'm saying, that's all I kept smelling. Is tell us about the track. Oh, not talking about grip, not talking about how good Lewis Hamilton looks. I keep smelling weed everywhere I'm in the car.
Yeah, it is that is the case. And I say that, I'm not over exaggerating.
Right.
Next time you guys go out there, you're gonna hit us up. You're gonna be like, man, y'all were right.
Quite pungent, as Ron Burgundy would say.
But you know what? They got the stores out there and the whole nine. It is legal. And by the way, I have cop friends that will tell you if they didn't have to waste their time doing that, they wouldn't.
Fish to fry.
Yes, they do not care, but it is their job, and therefore they have to do what they have to do. Hey, man, we're hanging out at Twin Peaks. This hour is brought to you by our friends, as always, Mark Spain Real Estate. Coming up, Steve Kuhn is going to stop by. Picks of the week on the way, as we'll tell you who we like in the NFL and college football. We pick three games. We do it against the spread. That's on the way. But right now, let's talk some dogs. Dogs by 50.
36, 42.
60.
Kirby doesn't cover those big numbers against the Sisters of
Dogs
the Poor.
Dogs by 85. They just fired their coach.
But there's
Mike.
No reason.
They're 2-8. They're reeling.
I'm looking forward to seeing
Dogs got 90.
Gutter Stockton, maybe even see Rashada out there. He's got some eligibility as a 21-year-old redshirt freshman. I'd like to see all the reserves get in there. Get your starters out of there as soon as possible. Don't even start certain guys that are banged up.
It's 42. No reason to. They're going to cover.
Kirby never covered. You know, Kirby does never cover the big number against the lesser opponents.
Kirby, run it up, bro.
You're betting this game. I believe you're barking up the wrong tree.
Run it up, man. Come on. I don't need to run it up. Run it up. It's 42. The number is 42. Are you taking this game, by the way,
no,
next segment?
No. Okay. God, no. No. Because, right. I mean, it's self-explanatory. Kirby does not cover. The numbers bear it out. Even it's not that it's, you know, Division
Kirby,
One.
Kirby, it's time to change your tune.
I mean, now look. If he does, yippee-ki-yay, but the trends would say, no, it's not worth betting.
No, you've been right about that.
One of the few things I've been right about this year.
No, we've seen – you're right. We've seen this, whether it's a coaching friend,
right?
He done run it up on coaches that have lesser programs, whatever the circumstances. Either way, UMass, man, they come in here, interim head coach. We talked with Barbara Dooley about it, and she was like, who's their guy? It really won't matter. Here's the thing. Don't get anybody hurt.
Right.
And keep it moving. This should be a win. Start time, 12:45, SEC Network, Dog fans. And then you focus on Georgia Tech going into Thanksgiving week. But let's talk about some of the other big games that are on tap. Now, this is not a traditional, wow, I'm sitting in front of the TV all day long kind of deal for me.
Right.
Because some of these games, Mike, they just don't have the importance. But obviously, Indiana-Ohio State does.
Yeah, man. College game day is going to be at the Horseshoe in Columbus, which, again, everybody's saying, hey, what a great story. Nine transfers from James Madison. Nine go down to Indiana, and the results are there for Kirk Cignetti, who then bankrolls that into a huge contract extension. I saw a story, I guess it was on ESPNU, about Ohio State. They're down from about averaging 80 plays to 65 this year. Now, some of this is, no, that's because Will Howard isn't as good. No, more ball control. They can run the ball effectively. They do have a great wide receiver. They got a couple of good wide receivers. Are you buying that? That's what Ryan Day was selling. That, you know, I want to control the game, and that's why we're not having as many plays. Where the trend is to have as many as possible.
Well, yeah, I'm surprised simply because his coordinator is Chip Kelly.
Correct. Like, the king of the fast up-tempo stuff.
That's what surprises me is, like, this is how I've won, and this is how we've been successful, and you don't want to do that. Either way, that is a big game. Ohio State's 11-point favorite at home. I also think, Mike, Texas A&M cannot slip up against Auburn on the road at Auburn this weekend.
Scary game just because,
yes.
And look, I know that you could argue that Shane Beamer did a hell of a better job in the offseason. And, again, see if Hugh Freeze can find it. Apparently he's got a great – everyone keeps telling me about Auburn's recruiting class coming forward.
In. Yeah. So,
but right now, I don't know. But, yeah, Elko is going to pride himself on the physicality. But they just got punched in the mouth and out-schemed. And South Carolina ran it right at him. You think that Freeze tries to do the same?
I do. This is why I'm telling you. Like, A&M knows the game ahead is Texas, and that sets them up for the conference championship game. You lose Saturday, you're not doing that because then you've got three L's. So that is a big one from that standpoint, 7:30 ESPN. But what about Alabama at Oklahoma, Mike?
Oh, forget about it.
Is there a chance Oklahoma can upset Alabama?
None. Zero. Maybe they hang for a quarter and a half, and then watch your Jalen Milroe. Well, Venables, you know, the legend. See if he can come up with a plan for Milroe. You know, and by the way, a funny guy hit me and goes, what's your mean on for? No, I just like Deion Sanders. I know that I just felt there was this underlying current of stuff, racism, and everything, and agendas that came out, and coaches not liking the fact that a guy came in, embraced NIL in the transfer portal, and made it happen, and they're trying to sit there and tell you, well, I'll tell you how we do it the old way. So I'm not a big fan of Venables. I thought that was uncool.
Well, I just also think it's uncool when you haven't done anything.
Right.
Like, keep your mouth shut, do what you do, win at your place, and don't worry about other folks.
Because keep it up, you'll be back there with somebody pulling you back on the sideline at Clemson.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and that's Dabo. All right, also, Mike, Ole Miss, Florida. Dangerous spot for Ole Miss.
I got some vested interest in this coming up in the pick segment.
Okay.
But I think that Lagway, the entire Gators team, and I don't know if the kids even give a flip about who the coach is, but it just seems like since things got resolved down there with the athletic director saying he's our guy, but then that big win over LSU,
yeah.
It just seems like...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They've really kind of turned a corner, you know? So I don't know if they'll win, but I definitely think they're going to keep it a four-quarter game.
Kentucky at Texas, they just don't have enough offense.
No.
So Texas will ride, and I think they'll get to their 10th win. And then BYU taking on Arizona State. That's a big game in the Big 12.
And Arizona State, boy, that's a team that nobody's been – we haven't been talking about. We rarely see them unless you're staying up late.
Yeah, they are in the mix for potentially playing for the Big 12 championship. Obviously, Colorado, BYU. You talk about these teams. So this is a big one, 3 o'clock, 3:30 on ESPN. And Colorado, too, they can't slip up. They're at Kansas. They went out, guys. They've got their own destiny in their own hands. They went out. They're going to be in the Big 12 championship. Win that, you're in the college football playoff, probably with the bye.
Dan Mullen, I was watching him last night on the broadcast. He was working with Matthew Berry at Georgia Tech.
Yes,
Bobby
he was.
Dodd.
Yes, he was.
And they at some point, because, you know, Matt, kind of like Fowler, will kind of morph into, like, let's talk about the college football playoff during the game. And Dan Mullen was basically saying, if Ohio State should be thrown out of the college football playoff because they'd have two losses. They lost to Oregon. And if they lose to Indiana, there's no way in God's green earth the two-loss Ohio State is not in this playoff. They're the bell cow for the Big Ten.
Yep.
Big Ten's got as much juice as – and everyone loved what Sankey did in SEC country, putting out nothing really hidden about it. He's just putting it out there. Our strength of schedule trumps everything in college football. But Mullen's saying that should Ohio State, he questions if they should be thrown out. He says they're still too good enough.
I agree. And this is going to get back to, you said it, right, the TV show. Who's more attractive if, in fact, they still have the criteria to get in? Hey, coming up, picks of the week are on the way. Stay there and find out who Mike Bell is picking next.
Well,
it is time for the picks of the week. It's Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Hang it out, and we've got to get to our picks. Guys, we pick three games each and every week. We're having a lot of fun, as we do each and every year. It can be college. It can be NFL. We pick it against the spread, and we pick it over under. Right now, Mike is 12-20.
Oh, boy.
Big O is 14-18. Chris is 17-15. I'm 20-20. 20-12. And as this week continues, guys, we will pick again all the way through, okay? This will continue not just into December, but also into January as we get through the regular season.
For most of us.
Yeah, that's true. But this is how this rolls. So we have to start with Mike. He is 12-20. I know Mike says he's got to have some winners this week.
Yeah, I'm struggling, Carl. These are hard times.
Hard times.
As the American people say, hard times. Some years, Carl, you eat the bear. Some years, the bear eats you.
This is true. Thank you, Dusty.
And this has been hard, but I'm going.
Do you want Dusty to pick these for you?
I might as well, because the only way we can change mojo is to channel the American Dreams vibe from up in heaven. His son did a nice job, by the way. My son, Cody.
Oh, he did.
A nice job with the guest picker.
Yes, he did.
Out there in Athens. Okay, man, let's go.
You know he's champ now.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's an incredible champ.
And he's in better shape than his daddy anymore, I can tell you that. I was a plumber's son from West Texas. They have time for all those Bowflexes and stuff.
Beautiful family, by the way.
Yeah. Cody?
They have. Oh, yeah.
Cody, yeah. No, he's a stud.
That's my jeans, Daddy.
He's a stud.
And I don't mean Wranglers, Coach.
I do miss your atomic elbow, but I digress. Right, I digress.
Let's get down with brass tacks. It takes desperate times for desperate actions. And every fiber of my being will struggle to pull for this team on Saturday. But I got to go with it. Because the team they're playing is laying too many points. They're getting too many. I'm going to take the Gators.
Oh!
Take that DJ Lagway. I know you could argue it's the best defense he's seen.
Yes, it is.
Old Miss Rebels into Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. But I'll tell you this. They're going to find a way to cover that spread. I'm not saying they're going to win. But it's going to be they're going to be a margin of less 11.5 points. Take that to the bank, Dad.
I feel you. All right. We are, we've got the spirit of Dusty Rhodes here picking for Mike. He needs some help. I like Florida. I like this pick. I like where you're going with this.
Thanks for your affirmation.
What else? But before we go any further, yes. Dusty, what is it like up there?
It's amazing. Heaven is a tremendous place. Everything, every day, the weather's beautiful. 72 degrees and sunny. It's kind of like living in San Diego, actually. every day I get up and there's a river of brown liquor. It's your subconscious. And it just kind of projects into your next dimension of heaven. There's books have been written about this. So, yes, every morning I wake up, I just go get a ladle, and I drink some beautiful brown liquor out of a river that flows right by my place.
How wonderful is that?
You never have to mow the lawn. Every day there's a big old cow on a spit just spinning. Just come over, get yourself some. Al dente, of course.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah, my next door neighbor, Skip Carey.
Oh, really?
Leave me out of this nonsense. I don't know what the dream is talking about. Every day, I must be in another place. Every day, it's a grounder for Kyle outside.
Grounder.
2-0.
And the female wrestler, Sonny, comes over and feeds him grapes every day.
Please, Skip.
All right, what else you got, Dusty?
All right, man, let's go. And again, when the going gets tough, sometimes you can't overthink it. It's a classic betting paradigm that my good friend Mike Bell taught me years ago when we had a great gig at Turner South. And, of course, he turned like Benedict Arnold and went over to Fox Sports for his 30 pieces of silver. I was making $3,000 a week for that show, Jack. You realize that? For 15 minutes on Turner. And Bell's got to run over to Fox. And for what? Where was I? I digress. Okay, I'm going to go with good team, bad team.
Okay.
And it's a pretty simple concept. The Lions are kicking everybody's ass.
Yes, they are.
And they're covering that number, and they're taking on the Colts, and everybody from Detroit is going to roll down 65 or 75. They'll swing over and they'll get down. They'll find their way to Indianapolis.
Yes, they will.
And I think it's going to be the Lions covering that 7.
I like that pick as well. Lions 9-1. Everybody thinks they're the best team in football.
Right.
You have one more pick, sir.
All right, I was going to bet this one, but I can't bet against my beloved Texas Longhorns. But I do think 20.5 is a bit rich.
It is.
That Kentucky physicality, you saw it against Georgia. You've seen it against Ole Miss.
You know about physicality.
But I can't bet against those Texas Longhorns. Darryl Royal would be rolling in his grave if I did that, Carl Duke. So I'm going to go back to the NFL, and I'm going to take the Eagles -3 against the Rams. Now, the Rams have been good. Rams have been good of late. So do the Eagles. Take a listen to this, as I back this up with numbers and facts and statistics.
Okay.
Pretty simple. The Eagles have won 4 of their last 5, and I believe that they're going to, you know, throw some stuff out there the Rams can't match, and I think they're going to get after the run game. I think Saquon Barkley in the run game, Rams can't match that. So, again, Gators +11.5, Lions -7, Eagles -3 against those Rams.
Thank you. The spirit of Dusty Rhodes.
What I miss? What happened?
Mike, it was incredible.
My mind went blank, and hopefully, I hope somebody picks some good stuff for me.
I do too. Oren is up next. He is 14-18. Oren, what are your picks for the week?
He will also be channeling Tully Blanchard now.
Oh, that son of a! He stole Jezebel. Jezebel, don't get me started. Go ahead, Oren.
Yeah, no Tully Blanchard here, but I am also struggling with 0-3 last week too. Mike Bell, I'm going to Riverside you. I not only think Ole Miss covers that. Yeah, give me Ole Miss 10.5 versus Florida. I think they cover that number. I think they roll, and I think they start their march to the playoffs. So, yeah.
Ooh. On the road?
I think big letdown after the Georgia win.
Hang on. I have 11.5.
Yep. You have 11.5?
What's the official?
I have 11.5.
Then take it up.
Let me double check that.
That's what you had?
Let me get my other two picks in, and while that's going on, I will double check that.
We got to make sure we're right. Go ahead.
Yep. All right. So I have 11.5. Take it.
11.5.
So
that's a lot.
That's why I bet it.
Okay. Go ahead, though. Go ahead.
I will take the Broncos, 6-point favorites versus the Raiders.
Yes, and give I'm me, on that as well.
Give me good team, bad team here, or let me phrase that. Okay team, bad team. Yep. Give me Tampa -6.5 versus the Giants.
Okay. Are we going with the 11.5?
Yes.
We need clarity. All right. Fair enough. Turtle, you are up. You are 17-15. What picks do you have this week?
I am taking Ole Miss -11.5.
All right. Here we go.
Versus Florida. I think at this point, as we've been discussing, don't tell me style points don't matter, boys. Mm-hmm. They're going to matter.
Road game in the swamp.
Yeah. And they're going to go in and do what they need to do.
Okay.
Because I think they're a little scoffed that they're only number nine right now.
They are. And you could definitely argue this will be the best, no disrespect to the Dogs, but this will be the best defense that DJ Lagway has thrown. The coordinator for the Gators, though, is on the same coaching tree as the DC for the Ole Miss Revs. So he is seeing some of these looks in practice, but they'll probably throw some crazy disguised cover threes and stuff at him.
I am also a believer in Denver. Give me Denver -6.
Me too.
With the Raiders, because no further explanation needed.
You saw
it. We saw that. And last but not least, Vikings -3.5 at Chicago. Vikings continue to roll. Caleb Williams continues to struggle. Pretty simple.
Yeah, I'll start there, guys. It's our picks of the week. It's Dukes and Bell. Steve Coonan set to join us here in less than 6 minutes. Stay tuned.
Legalized gambling. Talk to your local state representative.
Is he for weed, by the way? Do you know?
No comment.
Okay.
Carl, by the way, Booker T.?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We're giving out our wrestling picks here. Hey, I'm going to start with the Broncos. You're right. 6 points against the Raiders. The defense is the real deal. That was just not us last week. They've done this to everybody this season. Mm. And the Raiders are terrible minus Brock Bowers on offense.
Right.
But Bowers can't throw it to himself, Mike. He's not Mr. Wonderful, okay? So – they will not only cover, I think this is probably
it was Mr. Perfect.
Thank you, Mr. Perfect. Yes, you're right. He's not Mr. Perfect. He can't throw it to himself. Since we have our wrestling
Kurt Hennig
going here, I think this could be a 10 or 14 point game, to be honest with you. So Broncos first and foremost. Then I'm going to go with the Packers to cover the 3 at home, guys. I think the Packers.
I like that. I was thinking about betting that one, too.
Hey.
Do we know about Purdy, though? Is Purdy going to play? Because
so
that's
Mike,
up in the air.
So, he left practice. They pushed his presser to today. Now, I'm not sure because it's still early out there, guys. It's only 1 o'clock. I'm not sure what he says today or what is said, but he was supposed to speak yesterday. Left practice early. He's supposed to speak today. The reason that's a big deal is because Purdy, if he's not playing, that even makes things worse. Packers defense, I think, is the reason why I like him at 3. I saw 3. Now I'm looking at 3.5 because, Mike, maybe that word came down. Mm. I had it at 3 literally an hour plus ago. Turtle, let's make sure. Maybe something came down with Purdy, but I still like the Packers at home against the 49ers.
I see 3.5.
Okay. Give it to me. And then, guys, SMU hasn't lost. Nobody respects SMU. Everybody's talking about everybody else. Their head coach, Rhett Lashley, just got a contract extension. Auburn fans, you're familiar with him, okay? He was there. I think, Mike, this is a game where SMU kind of says, you know what, let us show you how good we
That's
are.
That's UVA, right?
Correct.
And the comparative score is
Correct.
Everyone's making a Notre Dame beat up. Again, I think SMU can smoke these guys.
I do, too. 10 points. SMU favored by 10.
Is it in Charlottesville or is it in Fort Worth?
It's at Virginia. That's the other part.
Hey, Carl.
Well, again, that's the most unintimidating wine and cheese atmosphere in all of the ACC.
I totally agree with you. What's
we have
up,
an update. Brock Purdy is not practicing today.
See?
There you go.
I'm telling you, I saw this number at 3, like 2 hours ago. There's something there.
Wait a minute. This is new information for the American Dream. I did not have minutes ago. No, I'm kidding. Right?
So,
picks in the picks.
So that's why I think it went up. And I had it written down as 3, and it went up to 3.5.
By the way, if Purdy can't go,
yeah,
there's a quarterback that's out there right now.
Who?
Without a home.
Who's talking about?
Daniel Jones. He can't learn the offense. He's not Baker Mayfield going out to the Rams.
Do you think Shanahan would take a chance on Daniel Jones?
No, I don't think there's nothing redeemable about Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
He is a bum.
Yeah, it's journeyman?
Journeyman. Well, now he's going to be Mr. Baseball Hat Boy.
All
it's
right.
A nice living.
But, yeah, that's interesting. But, no, I think this is just they're going to roll with the backup and see where this goes. But you know what that is? Let's just be honest. That's the NFL protecting the integrity of the game. They're going to say he's going to be a game-time decision.
Right.
He leaves practice early yesterday. Today he doesn't practice. It's Friday, guys. All right, there are your picks. Steve Coonan joins us each and every Friday. Hawks CEO to talk about what's going on with our Atlanta Hawks. Good afternoon, Steve. How are you, my man?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Steve, we're concerned about Trae Young. Can you tell us, is he healthy?
Oh, here we go.
Well, yes, I can. Yes, he is. And thank you for sharing your concerns.
No, we actually had a bunch of our listeners today and yesterday. And stuff on social media, Steve, it gets a life of its own. And folks concerned about Achilles tendonitis and everything else because, we've seen, I know it's a different sport, but Christian McCaffrey dealing with that with the 49ers. So it just kind of raised a red flag.
To my knowledge, he did have took a game off because of the Achilles tendonitis, but has been playing on the trip, and I believe he's playing tonight, from what I understand.
Headline, Kuna denies injury significance.
Yeah, and this
no, that's not what we need.
This West Coast road trip, Portland, we had the lead. That was frustrating. Should have won that probably. Then you go beat a good Sacramento team with, you know, great defense. And I just want to, like Dyson Daniels, what are you guys hearing in the front office around the league about what Daniels is meaning right. to our team right now?
But people are really, really, really impressed and giving big kudos to our front office on bringing him back in the deal along with Larry Nance Jr., who's played well, David Roddy, who was a trade-for piece, as well as two first-round draft picks that are, you know, yet to happen. So we think Dyson is unbelievable. I mean, you got to love his nickname, the Great Barrier Thief. Come on, man. That's good. That's some good marketing. That's some very, very good marketing. And tonight's an important game. The players are aware of the cup. They're very aware. And if we beat Chicago tonight in Chicago, I think that we've got a real good shot of making it to the next round. So I'm excited about tonight.
Right on. And, you know, Steve, we talked about our interview with him. I think it's gotten a gazillion hits like on our website because he's such a likable figure. And guys who hadn't heard him speak before, maybe you watched him during the Olympics in Australia, he's exactly what this team needs, a combination of toughness and real defensive hustle. Man, Nate would have loved him.
You know what
no, he really
is
doing a great job.
Know what else he is?
What's that?
21.
Correct.
Yes, the core is young, man.
Yeah, we talked
that's,
about
it's,
it.
Dude, that's what, Steve, it's so exciting about this team. Do you think that this is the year we do break out of that rut of that the play-in game?
I don't know. I mean, to make I seem to be very good at predicting college football again. Georgia would handle Tennessee, beat the spread.
You did say
Ole Miss would handle Georgia. You know, I seem to be almost perfect in that area.
Yeah,
when it comes to predicting basketball, that's kind of not my thing because I can get fined, so I'm not saying anything.
Well, let's talk about this core because that is a great point. It's something I brought up a couple of weeks ago about people looking at this and they're going Jalen and Dyson, right, 21, 22 respectively. Obviously, Trey is starting to hit his prime. You know, 7, 8 years into the league, you start to kind of get a feel for what this is and what it's going to take. But Trey, you know, leaving him out of this conversation, when we start talking about the guys we want to build around, obviously DeAndre's still here. But that to me, and I said this to our audience, Steve, that's the positive. 21 and 22. Jalen Johnson, guys, is just scratching the surface.
And we got a 19-year-old who's averaging double figures also. Let's not forget that. 19.
Yep. True. Right. True.
Looks like he belongs.
And Richache. He's talking about Richache, guys. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, I guess, and this is what I'm getting to and asking you, if we are as competitive as we think we can be, does that push this forward a little bit faster for ownership to maybe try to enhance this team in different ways that maybe we thought weren't going to happen until we got a chance to see where we were at or what this might look like? I think you're right. I mean, we've got three legitimate young stars that are rising right now.
Well, first of all, ownership just advanced the team by signing Jalen Johnson to a 5-year, $150 million contract.
Yep.
Hopefully, we have opportunities to go continue to build and improve the team. It's, you know, look, I can say a trillion times when our basketball operation guys are ready to go into the tax ownerships there. That's just a hard, cold fact. Building a team usually is being much more organic today, especially with the new CBA that we play under. That's why getting our draft picks right. That's why making trades. I mean, there's three ways you build a team: trade, free agent, or draft. And, you know, the Dyson Daniels trade looks really good. The Jalen Johnson draft looks good. The Richache draft looks good. Obviously, the trade draft has gotten us to an Eastern Conference Finals. So we'll see what's out there in the trade market and the free agent market and be an active player, you know, if and when it makes sense. So.
No, I mean, you could argue, Steve, that, you know, we were kind of very jealous of Oklahoma City and the way they were able to kind of be in the weeds for just about 2 years, three, and then flip it. And we had a couple of years of the play-in. But to your point, if this nucleus can be augmented, perhaps the trade deadline, if it makes financial sense, then you're onwards and upwards. But it's great. As Carl said, Jalen Johnson was untradeable, and there's no reason you'd ever move off him. If DeAndre Hunter could be consistent, you know, that's the key. I mean, I know we've asked you about him a million times, but if DeAndre can just give you 18, 17,
16 a night? Because now we just have to do as much defensively.
Bogey gives you 13. I mean, we've got a good second team who has to just play their way into conditioning and NBA basketball. And Hunter's had two back-to-back 20-point games, and I'm optimistic he'll have a great game tonight. So I dig it, and I hear what you're saying, and I don't disagree with anything, which might be a first.
Right. Steve Coonan, let's talk about...
can I find a line where I can bet on the over-under on DeAndre Hunter points tonight, Carl?
I'm not saying anything.
No, please, no. By the way, it's so funny. We have to take and certify all of these things. And when you ask me about an injury, it actually is right up on the line, you know, because
right.
we're not allowed to give out information. So I have to, like, prep for the radio show to make sure that I'm not headed to the big house one day.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess we'll call it, instead of catching up with Coonan, Carl, we'll call it Dukes and Bell Entrapment with Steve Coonan.
Exactly.
It can feel that way. And Steve, we're not paying that fine because I know how big it is. Hey, we are going to honor Basketball Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo. Rest in peace. Deke was loved.
Yeah.
We love what his, you know, what he stood for as a human being. But there are a bunch of tributes. Can you talk about this?
Yeah, it's going to be a really special night Monday night. His family's coming. We are doing a special tribute for Dikembe with our jersey that we'll be wearing. We'll be introducing some really neat features and a beautiful, beautiful presentation and film at halftime that, you know, honors one of the, I think, great humans to ever play professional sports in Atlanta. What he did back in his native country and continent is something that will leave a lasting mark for generations, building hospitals. And he truly was a global ambassador to the game. And we're very fortunate. Not only did he play for the Atlanta Hawks, but he made Atlanta his home. So his family is also coming to the game.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Cool.
Pre-game, by the way, shoot around and shooting shirts that have the Mutombo finger wag, which is great. But the fact that from my understanding, that the no is
not in my house, right?
On the big audio system, you know, throughout the arena. I think that's super cool, man. I can't wait.
We need a few blocks and steel so we can go crazy on that button.
I'm with you. The Mavs, by the way, it's the game against the Mavs coming up for our Hawks as they will honor Dikembe Mutombo.
Very cool. Hey, Steve, before we cut you loose, man, obviously it's an off week for Georgia with UMass, but. Georgia Tech, you know, real quick, are you a little concerned about, you know, the fact that Georgia Tech is playing fundamentally sound? We'll see Georgia will see them in a week at Sanford Stadium. It's kind of weird. The College Football Playoff Committee, we spent all week talking about, they're not really giving any weight to the strength of schedule. Should Georgia fans be concerned, or is it simply a TV show just messing with fans?
I think it's somewhere in between. I don't think Georgia fans have to be concerned, truthfully. And I think we're all kind of learning. By the way, you got to give them credit. Because normally, you'd be talking about the top two or three schools, period, in the discussion. And we'd be bitching and moaning that Georgia's going to be spending the offseason on the sidelines. And now, to their credit, you know, we're strategizing what place we want to be so they can get a home game in Athens and a second game at Mercedes. Which, a year ago, that stuff wasn't happening. So I think they've done a really good job. I do not understand. You know, Nick Saban said something 2 years ago that I thought was brilliant. He's said a lot of brilliant things. Let's look at the Vegas line. I don't think there's a team on a neutral field that Georgia would be an underdog to.
Correct. Actually, someone did those numbers, and you're exactly right.
So I love talking about gambling on every other sport. To be the 10th seed is comical. But, you know, it doesn't matter till it's over. And as long as we're in the tournament, then it's incumbent upon us to win it.
That's all that matters. Steve, man, enjoy the weekend. Hopefully we can continue this West Coast, you know, ride here. And we leave there, go to Chicago tonight. It should be interesting, guys. Game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And then Monday, as you heard Steve talk about.
Yeah,
Mavs
Thanksgiving week. Come on out. Great night to bring the kids and the family and see a little bit of history being made and honor one of the NBA's greats and Atlanta's greats, Dikembe Mutombo.
Great stuff. Steve, enjoy, man. Thank you so much.
No.
Yeah, man.
Not in my house.
A beloved figure and a guy that just other cats around the league talk to people, Dikembe was well-respected and loved, man. Seriously.
And you think about it, like before Yao Ming was a step in that generation, but Dikembe was one of the first guys to really kind of bridge that gap to getting basketball international.
Yes.
And his efforts certainly to get people from Africa and everywhere else in the world to follow in the NBA and be involved.
So damn smart, man, too. You guys know how many languages he spoke? I mean, like Dikembe was on another level. And we just looked at him as a basketball player. He was such an amazing human
and so
being.
Approachable. I mean, literally not approachable without a stepladder. But, I mean, could not have been the night anytime we had interactions with him, times he came on the show. Just an absolute sweetheart.
Hey, man, coming up, we got the Falcon Report. I know it's the bye week, but we still got things to talk about. And
yeah,
we
your
will.
Glass half full, and I'm half empty.
No, it's been that way all week. Next week, we're going to find out. It's the week of truth for the Falcons. It's Dukes and Bell.